Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies and state park rangers conducted a probation search at a residence connected with 41-year-old wanted felon David Silva. The officers were there to arrest Silva on two warrants, but he was not at home. A search of the property turned up a sawed-off shotgun, along with stolen items, including chainsaws and vehicles, a motorcycle and a Jeep. Yesterday afternoon, deputies were back at the residence after Silva allegedly assaulted his 50-year-old female roommate, who told deputies she was awakened by Silva repeatedly punching her in the head and issuing threats, including death threats. Silva fled before deputies arrived on scene, and now, in addition to warrants for possession of stolen items and a controlled substance, Silva is wanted for making terrorist threats, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and assault. Silva is an adult Native American male, 6 foot, 250 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He's also heavily tattooed. Anyone with information about Silva is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies, along with members of the County Drug Task Force, served a search warrant at the residence of 30-year-old Ryan Floyd on Flint Rock Road in Garberville this morning. Floyd was a person of interest in a home burglary, a stolen vehicle incident, and subsequent vehicle pursuit with deputies over the weekend. Deputies found and arrested Floyd and then searched the residence and turned up $12,000 in cash, suspected heroin and methamphetamine, as well as drug sales and drug use paraphernalia. Deputies also found more than 40 vehicles, including numerous all-terrain vehicles and at least one confirmed stolen vehicle. Deputies are still processing evidence and are expected to be on scene for several more hours. Deputies also arrested 48-year-old Gregory Benson, who was booked on a firearm possession charge. Floyd was booked on several charges and is being held without bail. Investigators are still searching for 29-year-old Honey Marsh, who was considered a person of interest in the weekend incident as well. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In September of last year, Mendocino detectives issued an arrest warrant for 44-year-old Conrad Ayton after investigating incidents of alleged sexual assault on a child under the age of 14. The assaults took place over several years, and once Ayton learned of the investigation, he fled California. In January, deputies in Clare County, Michigan, arrested Ayton after receiving information from Mendocino County, and Ayton has now been extradited back to California to face charges of continuous sexual abuse of a child. His bail has been set at $300,000. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The democratically controlled state legislature has promised they would act on more gun and ammunition control measures, and today State Senate President Daryl Steinberg outlined the next moves. Steinberg and other lawmakers announced they will introduce bills that prohibit the sale of high-capacity magazines and rifles with detachable magazines and regulate the purchase of ammunition. Steinberg explained.
2,800 lives. 2,800 men, women, and children. Those were the lives lost in California in 2011. Death by murder, death by suicide, and by accidents, all involving guns. And in that year, our state had the same number of fatal traffic accidents. We register our cars, our trucks, our motorcycles. We require drivers to be licensed to show that they know the rules of the road, that they know how to drive safely. Isn't it just common sense to take a similar approach when it comes to gun violence and gun ownership?
The 10 measures would also require all firearms to be registered.
The gun industry, frankly, has a love-hate relationship with California. They hate our existing gun laws, which are already among the toughest in the country, but they love our marketplace. In 2011, there were some 600,000 legal gun sales in this state. And the industry is very adept at exploiting the fine print to find ways to get around the letter of the law. The time is now to close those loopholes in the circulation, in the regulation and in the education relating to guns and to gun ownership.
The bills also include measures to close loopholes to keep those prohibited from possession of firearms from obtaining them and require firearm owners to acquire a safety certificate. And that's the news here on KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.